The Kemmick Royals Cricket Club podcast is proud to be sponsored by Royalty Plumbing. Royalty Plumbing is a reliable plumbing, gas and electrical company dedicated to providing quality service throughout the Perth area. Give them a call today on 9451 7735.
Yes, we're back.
We're back, baby.
Who would have thought 2 weeks in a row, two podcasts?
Can you have too much of a good thing?
I wouldn't have thought so. And here we are again after a huge round three for you guys in the fourth grade. Is it round three for us as well? It's round three for everyone.
Round three for everyone.
Yeah, it all evens out in the end. Huge week of cricket, Stephen. A couple of wins, a couple of losses, love and heartache all in one.
Yeah, a couple of real good wins.
Yeah.
And a couple of bit of pills to swallow.
Yeah,
I look forward to diving into it with you.
Oh, it's going to be exciting, as it always is, Stephen. Let's kick off. We'll get the juniors out of the way. We'll jump into a bit of junior talk.
Sure.
And then we'll move our ways up, because the juniors are an important part. Obviously, under the banner of Kenwick is the Mills Park Royals.
Mills Park Royals.
They had a good week, the juniors. A bit of improvement there, which was good to see.
Talk me through it.
Starting off with the under-12s, so... my under-15s were at home. I had to abandon them, unfortunately.
Oh, no.
I had to go down to Mundajong, and because there was just no assistance down there, unfortunately. So I drove down to Mundajong, had to pick up a young player on the team by the name of Jalen. And I said to him in the car, I said, you know what, Jalen, you can be the skipper today, brother.
On you, brother.
So he stepped up there. Under-12s, we know it was a bad week from last week. They got bowled out for 12, didn't go too well. This week... you know, they got hit for 238 last week. This week we just said, let's just try and improve. Let's just try and get a bit better. Kept SJ to 201. We got 6 wickets, which was a good result.
It's a great win.
Sajib Dhaliwal bowled his 5 overs, 1 for 30. Only a runner ball. Don't mind that. Jack Nankero, 2 for 29 off his 5 overs.
Oh, the Jackaroo.
Very good. Gary Dhaliwal, 1 for 19 off his 5. Very economical.
Good on him.
Dhruv Doshi, none for 36 off his 4. Amish Pokhrel, none for 24 off 4, including one maiden. Adam Afridi, 1 for 26 off his 3. And the skipper, Jalen Werres, 1 for 21 off his 4. So not a bad result there. We bowled a total of 73 extras, which is an improvement on last week, where we did bowl a total of, I believe it was in the 90s. It was a total of, 90 extras, exactly, last week. So an improvement, 17 less extras and less runs on the board.
So they conceded 30-odd less runs.
Yes.
And they gave away, let's say, 20 less sundries.
Exactly. So
that's some real good improvement. If we can keep that tracking.
We're going to win every game soon.
Okay. Let's not get too far ahead of ourselves.
The batting, there was a few things that looked really good. Sajib Dhaliwal opened, made 9 off 20 before he was caught. Dhruv Doshi caught and bowled for a duck. Adam Afridi run out for 3. Jack Nankero making 6 before he was caught. Gary Dhaliwal making 1 before he was run out. Amish Pokhrel 0 not out. And Jalen Werres, the captain, out for a first ball run out duck.
Mm.
So there were a few really good things throughout that innings. Unfortunately, 3 run outs. These lads still need to learn running between the wickets. There were a lot. It wasn't like out by a little bit, like 2 blokes at one end going, what do we do?
These boys have gone to Bunnings, purchased themselves some cooking equipment, and just said, let's go.
So the last wicket, Jalen's hit in the air. 3 guys have run. It's landed between me. Went, we've gotten away with it. I look up and Jalen and the other kid are standing together at the bowlers. End of the ball's going to the kid. Went, oh no.
Mm. G'day, mate.
So we got bowled out for 35, but again, better than 12.
Nearly tripling.
Nearly tripling.
So next week we're on for about 100.
Oh, that would be huge. Huge if true.
100 to 170, you heard it here.
Oh, let's hope so. Now let's jump into the under-15s, where it was a much better result. Taking on the SJ Blues as well, but at home.
Mm.
Also, shout out to the SJ Blues, because I know they listen.
Obviously.
SJ Blues and the under-12s were very, very helpful, considering we were undermanned in terms of help and stuff. They actually umpired the whole game for us. And assisted heavily in the scoring. So
good on.
Really appreciate that. So the under-15s, they took on SJ as well. We batted first. Made 9 for 167. The only flaw in that, 35 overs, we only batted 29.2 of our overs, which, you know...
Left a few out there.
Yeah, left a few out there. Going through the batting card, we had IU Shankar Singh opening the batting, made 9. Noah Hewitt, brother of Taj, son of Todd, making 3. Jake Collingwood, 17, batting at number 3. Aman Kanyon, 19. Very good. Zach Hale making 7. Kieran Simons back in a bit of form, 58.
Ooh.
Very good. Got run out, unfortunately.
Oh, upright.
Tanuj, a bit of improvement for Tanuj, making 8 not out. Really good. Hit a boundary. So
oh, beautiful.
Impressive. Caleb Evans, 20. Hit a few runs towards the back end. Manmohit Singh was 1 and Sour Cream out for a duck.
Overall, a lot of contributors.
A lot of contributors. 167, a good score. Still had some work to do, though, to defend that. The thing I was most impressed with was only 20 extras we bowled, which is an improvement. 11 wides, 3 no balls, which are the main ones I'm concerned about. So only 14 really of bad bowling, which I don't mind.
Yeah, we'll take that.
We'll take that. Looking at the bowling, Jake Collingwood 2 for 14, Caleb Evans none for 16, Noah Hewitt none for 18, Sour Cream, bowling a treat, 2 for 9 off his 3.
Oh, boy.
Very exciting. Manmohit Singh, 2 for 9 off his 3. Aman Kanyon, 1 for 9 off his 3. Now, there's one I want to talk about. Tanuj, 3 for 3 off 2.4.
Oh, baby.
Tanuj Azad, up and about, and I really like that. 2 catches to Noah Hewitt, 1 for IU Shankar Singh, 1 for Tanuj Azad, and 1 for Kieran Simons. If we jump over there and have a look at the ladder for the under-15s, as that is a winnable comp, the under-12s obviously don't have a ladder. We are 1 win, 1 loss, sitting in 7th out of 11 teams, but once that evens out, we're only about half a game out of, like, 3rd. So. We're poised to strike. We do have Ascot next week, who, in their first game of the season, made a total of 300-plus in their 35
overs.
Oh, boy. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes down.
Against Willerton, a strong club, too.
Yeah, yeah, which is a little bit concerning.
A cause for concern.
But, look, we'll see how we go. Hopefully we just Rick Rowland for 20. We'll see.
Funny old game, cricket.
Funny old game indeed. Now, what grade do we want to jump to now? Is there any particular one? Do we just want to...
Should we start with the Fs?
Let's start with the Fs. Why not? Let's start with the Fs. They're playing up in Armidale. Down in Armidale.
I'd say down.
Down.
2020 round. 2020 one-day grades this week.
Yeah. They played not a bad result. 138 chasing. It's a pretty good Armidale team, which included Brett Jones. And 138, I think you would have gone off as a Kenwick side going, lads, we could maybe chase that down.
Yeah, look, in terms of the potential horror shows that can be a T20 chase, you take 138.
Oh, and Dave Bentley getting Rhett Jones caught by Jack Mills, allegedly, by this scorebook.
A couple of excellent blokes there.
Very good.
To take care of the business.
So let's have a quick look at the bowling figures. Jake Collingwood, 1 for 35 with his 4. Jake Lockyer, none for 25 with his 2. Dave Bentley, 1 for 4 off his 2. Sean Collingwood, 1 for 6 off his 2. Donnie Jagatoge, none for 23 off 4. That man's poised for a week where he's going to take a bag, I reckon.
I think his talents won't be around that grade for too long. I think he has to go up.
Oh, there'll be a week where he comes to the bees. And I think half the problem is probably, I reckon he's having a few drop catches. I've got a feeling, obviously a bit of youth in there.
Also known as the Ian Archibald syndrome.
Very much so. Rhys Clark, 2 overs, none for 18. Isaac Quadros in his second game for the club, 1 for 14 off 2. And Jack Mills, 2 for 13 off his 2 overs.
That's something everyone can get around, I reckon.
I really enjoyed that. Now, in the chase, they did go a bit slow, unfortunately. Sean Collingwood and Dave Bentley opened. Dave making 8, Sean making 10. Graham Smith at 3 making 6. Aman Kanyon, 20 off 44, batting at 4. Rumoured to have batted a bit too slow, but good to see a young fella get in the 20s.
I don't think there's anything rumoured about that. That's slow. That's yeah. That's Kemp-like.
Yeah.
That being said, good on him. He's survived 44 balls against against men in senior cricket, so that's only going to be good for his development.
Really like what I've seen here from Isaac Quadros, 20 off 22. He's been a good little player for us since he's joined. Seems to be stringing together a couple of nice performances, which I like to see.
Yeah,
Jake Collingwood, batted himself too low. Far too low. 7.
Trying to do the right thing. I see that he's given the captaincy this week.
Yeah, allegedly that... The Sheeps and the Days had a chat, and I got told put the captaincy on Jake on the mic rig. I went, okay.
Okay, that's different.
Mix it up. Be funky, I guess. Let's jump into the one-day Bees T20. And, yeah, we didn't have a win, unfortunately. A few ups and downs in that game, not going to lie. Maddington batted first. I did win the toss and traditionally fielded.
Mm, how very Kenwick of you.
Daniel Jackson was very, oh, maybe if we batted first. Daniel. We bowled, brother.
Brother, I'm the captain.
And it's worked. It works all the other times. It didn't work this week.
And I'll tell you what, at the end of the last episode, as our humble listener will know, he's on thin ice. So making such outlandish claims of the captain, probably not warranted.
Look, we'll review his performance very shortly. Ben Foot opened. We got him pretty early. Not the best ball from Collie. It was Cole Smith. It was a bit of a half tracker. He came down, missed it, and Jack said, I'll stump him. It was a little bit of a fumble on the stumps, but nonetheless, he was out of his crease, and we'll take it.
The scorebook does say stumped DM Jackson.
It does. They then definitely got on a little bit of roll. We had 1 for 21 next minute, though, 2 for 96. Ben Howard came on and really started to turn the screws and bowled really well, Ben. Was very impressed with that. Colin Smith hit another. We only picked up 4 for the game. Colin 2 for 44 off his 4. Did not feel like he went for that many, to be honest, and I don't think it reflected. I thought he bowled pretty well. Vikas Sharma, 3 overs, none for 19. Bowled really well his first two. Damon Tiernan, none for 14 off his 2. Interesting man, Damon. I've been down with him a few times at the Elite Cricket Training Centre. The man in the nets, honestly, just does not miss a spot. Was a little over the place on the weekend. I see him as a sort of a Braids mould. Just hits a spot over and over again.
Oh, interesting.
Interesting action, as Tomo was saying. He runs in and does a sort of a pause. It's like time stops for a second when he jumps in the air.
Ooh.
But I think he's got something. Another fella, Lakhwinder Singh, our friend of Sarav, debuted. Left armour, has some good pace. Does have some good pace. I think he's got a little bit of potential if he can get it right. We'll wait and see if he can develop into something for us. Did get called for a no ball. Umpire said he was too wide on the crease.
On the return crease?
I think so. They were being quite harsh, a couple of the Maddington umpires. No offence to Maddington, much love.
It is a rule. Well, it's a law, and we know cricket is a game of laws. That must be respected.
Myself won over none for 13. I didn't feel like I actually bowled that over too badly and just sort of got away. And I thought,
What happened? Talk me through it.
Oh, I didn't drop it. First ball, full outside off, and he's reverse swept me for 4, and I went on.
One of those days.
And then I didn't drop any short. They just sort of got a hold of me down the ground and split a couple of gaps. And I could have come back, but I thought, you know, what's a T20? Let's change this up. And, you know, I'd rather get the win than bowl overs, whatever it takes.
If we look at the game in slightly more depth, the two blokes who scored the runs against you, scored 107 of their 180-odd runs, are blokes who have been playing second grade.
Yeah, exactly.
And are now playing one day Bees for some reason.
Yeah. None of our guys have played second grade.
Yeah.
Strange.
Well, it must be nice.
It must be nice. Benny Howard, he really did bowl well. 2 for 28. Again, I think it was third. I got hit for a couple boundaries down the ground. Didn't think they were actually bad balls. They got a couple off him, but he bowled really well.
And how would you describe his bowling style?
Oh, just little darts. Just little darts. Puts him in there. Just hits a pretty good spot most of the time. I think one of the things we did, it looked like we were building a bit of pressure. We'd bowl like 4 dots in a row, and then we'd get hit for a boundary last ball the over.
Release valve.
Yeah, it's like we dug ourselves back in, and then we've just done that. Benny Saunders, ex South Fremantle full forward, did go for 37 off his 3, but again, had a bit of something about him. Didn't bowl probably that bad. Had a bit of pace behind him. Did a good job, and I tell you, I really liked him. Really good bloke. So. Yeah.
Chances of him coming down for another game?
Oh, extremely unlikely. But I'll talk a bit more about him a bit later. But we'll get on to the batting innings, which, gee, we did give it a red-hot crack. Ben Howard, unfortunately, caught it first ball, right on the toe. Absolutely plum, he told me as he came off. Daniel Jackson, gee. Like, it might have been plum, but gee, that man loves to put the finger up quick. He goes up with the bowler.
I heard that he went up with the bowler.
It was like, Jack, at least take some time to think about it. Because let's be honest, if you're umpiring a thing, you're going to take a look like, how can I not give this out?
I wouldn't go that far.
Well, what
you
have
to go through? You'd have to go through a process.
Exactly. He's not going through a process. Well, it might have been Plum, but like, take some time, Daniel.
That's the former bowler in him that thinks everything is out.
Clearly, Benny Saunders here in the batting, 29-24 for a man who hasn't batted in 2 to 3 years. We'll take that.
Probably hasn't even thought about picking up a stick.
Not at all. Sarav, again, just continuing his good form, 41-40.
If he's if he's not careful, he's going to find himself playing up in a higher grade.
I have kept hitting him up about it. Unfortunately, he's just not sure with the 2 weeks thing if he can do that. Colby has asked me to hit him up again. Sarav, if you're listening.
And we know you are.
Can you do it? Lakhwinder Singh, golden duck, may I say, though, he faced about 12 balls because there were many wides.
Oh, wow.
Like Jared Allen, who a friend of mine, friend of Sean Ingram's.
Friend of the show.
Bowled wide. It just kept going. I think he ended up with 2 for 20, old Jared Allen. 2 for 22. I reckon 20 of them were extras. Long overs.
And that bloke was playing second and third grade whacker cricket for Gosnells last year.
Oh, mate.
And now he's playing in the One Day Bees, which is obviously a natural progression.
Very good cricketer. Again, that's his first game of the year. He wasn't going to play this year. They obviously coaxed him into a game. Vikas Sharma, send him in the middle, because you know Vikas is going to go one way and it's play his shots.
Yeah.
I thought, you know what, if Vikas goes off, maybe. And of course, similar to if you recall the Kelmscott game last year, went out and got caught right on the boundary playing a pull drop. Same thing. Caught right on the boundary. It's like another metre.
You live by the sword, you die by the sword.
Exactly. Jason Thompson came out, hit a very nice 6, which was good to see. Tomo getting a few out of the middle. It was exciting. Liam Gardner then came in and, gee, he hit him nicely for a guy who hasn't been playing much for coming down.
He's another bloke we'd love to have around that top side.
Oh, for sure. He would be extremely handy there. But not to be, unfortunately, at this point. But you never know. We'll keep praying and hoping.
Keep planting the seed. Keep watering. Keep nourishing it.
Keep daring to dream. Yeah, around the 11-over mark, we were on par with what they were on. But it was just too much of a mountain to climb in the end, unfortunately. And look, overall, I think a few positives to take out of the game, and we'll look forward to the next match.
Definitely. I'd like to give a shout out to Jax, Daniel. Yeah, I know you will be listening, and I appreciate that you got 2 stumpings and that you lifted your game. I told you were on thin ice if you wanted to keep the gloves, and you responded. So power to you.
Look, I'll give full credit, Jax. He kept really well. I was impressed. He kept really well on Saturday, so well done, Daniel. Good turnaround. I like it. In terms of the T20s, I'm just not sure how I feel. I don't mind the separate comp, but at the same time, playing these T20s, I'm like, I'd just rather be playing a one-day game.
Okay, because at the Association AGM, it was pretty favourably looked on.
Yeah, I think at the time, and it still will be fine, you almost feel like, because it's such a more fast-paced game, you almost feel like you're more mentally drained after that than a 35-over game.
Specifically as a captain as well.
Yeah. Yep.
Always got to be steps ahead.
It's great having Tomo out there. Tomo will come up to me and go, I think you should do this. And I'll go, if you think that, brother, let's do it. You know.
A wealth of knowledge.
Exactly.
400 games.
So, yeah, good result overall, I guess. You know, we had a good time, which is always the main part of cricket, isn't it?
You know, well, yeah. Yeah, sure. Yeah, mostly.
Fourth grade and sixth grade. Do we want to go sixes first?
Let's go sixth grade.
All right, sixth grade it is.
Great bounce back.
Making 201 in their first week, as we've already mentioned. Go out and roll the opposition for 115, which is a phenomenal effort. Having a look at some of these bowlers here. Richard Pinto, 1 for 18. Abby Menon, 1 for 18. Finally, the package.
The package has been delivered.
Bouncing back, 3 for 17. 5 maidens, 11 overs. That is very nice. Angat Mangat, 2 for 23. Namesh, 1 for 28. And Rav, none for 6, but 4 maidens there in that 7-over spell, which I like because he can sometimes be a little bit erratic. Got the radar
going. Those 2-day dots, those areas are going to be very helpful for Rav.
Oh, very much so. Now, after that, we end up getting to go back in and have a bat. And I was excited to talk about this because I've been waiting for this guy to do it. I didn't think it would happen this early.
I honestly thought it was just a small matter of time.
I said to Shiana, one day, this bloke's just going to go out and just blast it. We played this guy on the scratch match, and he hit some massive sixes. I said, Shiana, who is this bloke? allegedly never ever has played cricket before.
This would be something like his second or third
actual cricket
proper game,
game
of cricket.
Made 52 off 27 opening the batting. Like
4 fours, 3 sixes.
Wow. That's impressive. I like it.
Raj.
Now, that's got to be the fun part of when you do get a second innings of a two-day game and you probably can't lose. You can really mix the batting order up a bit.
For 9 overs of just go out and have some absolute junk time, really yee-hawed up.
I like it.
And boy, did Raj do that.
I like it from Raj. And yeah, 52. Man's played 3 games of cricket in his life. He's made more 50s than me.
Well, look. You didn't grow up playing tennis ball? Is that how they refer to it? Stick ball? Tennis ball?
Something like that. Yeah. I think they referred to it just being tennis ball cricket in the backyard.
Mm. I'll tell you what. He must have
lost some balls over the fence.
Those backyards must have been huge, or else they would not have been playing for long.
Let's jump into fourth grade after Cannington did get that win there. Having a look and, gee.
Game of the round for me. I am biased.
Of course. Up against it, only making 106. Well, it was 14 runs too many because he just absolutely rickrolled Coburn. So very good performance. Let's be honest, the king came to play, and it was John Saffiotti, 5 for 26 off his 18. Colby chipping in as well, 3 for 17. I assume he bowled well.
Look, as much as anyone looking at that scorecard will say that John Saffiotti is the man, and he is the man, he was very ably supported. Obviously, Colby 3 for 17 off 16 is huge. That's just, I don't know what's tighter than tight. That's what it was. But if we could just go a little bit deeper, Chook opened the bowling from the start of the day and bowled 9 straight, I think it was, something like that.
Yep.
8 or 9 straight. And he took 2 for 20 off that 9.
Very good.
And he was instrumental in going, rightio, I'm going to apply the brakes here.
Yeah.
And then John Saffiotti came in with the handbrake and went, all right, now it's party time.
I like it. Phenomenal win. One of the great wins.
It was one of the better wins that I've had. Well, definitely against Coburn.
Oh, for sure. And let's be honest, well, if there are Coburn people listening, look, we enjoy beating you, so thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And love playing against you when the lights aren't on, because when the lights are on, when we play against you, it gets a little bit heated, gets a bit controversial. So the less night cricket against Coburn, the better.
One other thing as well, and I found this crazy. Allegedly, you guys were happy to just call it. Just go, no, let's net.
Yeah,
and
look,
Coburn
so
said, no.
You guys were playing on the opposite ground.
Yeah.
It was not long after tea, so it was somewhere in the 4:30, 4 o'clock region. And Colby went into their change room and said to their skip, pretty happy just to call this. We've got our other guys playing over there. You want to just call it a day? Refused. Refused. So we went back out there.
And stodged the absolute fuck out of it.
Absolutely. And I tell you what, as a bloke who's never been an aggressive batsman at any point in his life,
yeah,
I took a lot of pleasure out of doing really little. I think Mitch and I opened the batting. And I don't reckon the first run came inside the 6th or 7th over, maybe.
Nice, I like that. Just like, why? Why? Like, what are you achieving here?
And then they had the, which I expected. I got paid out quite heavily, and I got told how useless I was, and, you know, this, that, and the other, which is fine. It's cool. Like, not a stress. But what did upset me, what really annoyed me, is we're walking off, and they're complaining about being out there and us not doing anything, not playing any shots or not having a go, not doing anything. And,
oh, my God.
And I said, mate, this all could have been over an hour ago.
Yeah.
The fact that you're out here and you're bored is entirely on you.
Yeah.
This ends as soon as you boys want it to, because we don't want to be here. We'd rather be watching our mates play.
Instead, you had to go out and bat, how many overs? 35
overs. 35 overs they had to go field
for.
Oh,
my God. Crazy. And we'll take the extra 48 runs worth of points.
Yeah, so be it.
No worries. And you won the game, so that's all there is to it. Let's have a quick look at the ladders, starting off with the one-day FT20. We're in Pool B. Armidale first, Thornley second, Piara Waters third, Kenwick in fourth. So they'll have to win their next two if they're any chance of somehow finding their way out of that group stage. For the One Day Bees in their T20, they're in Pool B as well. Maddington first, PR Water second, Armidale third, Kenwick in fourth. Again, we'll have to win our last two in that pool if we're any chance of getting out. One Day, sixth grade, we'll have a look at their full ladder here. They're in second, Phoenix in first, Coburn third, Cannington fourth, Quinana fifth, Rolling Stone sixth. Really nice comp to be in that with the 16s, isn't it?
Yeah, very handy, very handy. And look, not too many. I mean, the Cannington game is a nice close game, but the rest are a bit of a road trip, so that'll be good fun for the boys. There'll be a lot of good bonding experiences, yeah. I would imagine, on the road back. Worth noting that they're third overall on the one-day specific ladder.
Yeah, okay.
And they will need to finish in the top two should they wish to play in the mid-season one-day final.
Yeah. Now, Kenwick in second in fourth grade. Wilton Crows in first. Got to mention this because I see Jacob Lansmere every day. Or top of the table clash this week, Matty. Top of the table clash. He's really excited.
He's not wrong.
Top of the table clash. So should be a good game there. Wilton in pretty good form, but so are Kenwick.
Yeah, look, we just keep finding a way, don't we?
At the moment, undefeated.
Yeah, look, may it continue. Game at Burrinder
yeah.
Park. I've never played there.
I've played there for junior cricket, but not for seniors.
Unusual to have played cricket somewhere for, you know, a fair part of your life and to have never played at a ground.
It's very unusual. I agree.
I'm looking forward to it.
In the one-day aspect, you guys sitting on top?
Yeah, look, we are a one-day side, aren't we?
Two more one-days or more?
Oh, no, we've only played two, so we'd have at least, another five one-days?
Another five, right, Jesus. Don't have a year of one-days in the two-day comps, you forget what happens.
Yeah, clearly. It's like...
Oh, we got a very special guest on the phone for this episode, Stephen. One of many that we'll have on throughout the year, no doubt. This guy been playing for the club for a few years now. He used to play at Queen's Park Junior Cricket Club, where I also started my cricket career. Colloquially referred to as Gooch. Would that be a fair statement?
The Mysterious Gooch.
Mysterious Gooch. Loves fielding, loves not playing cricket, actually hates the sport. But still rolled in on Saturday to field for fourth grade, and that's Hayden Arducci. Hayden, how are you?
Well, it just occurred to me that you've had a very cheeky roundabout here. I told you that I was going to be a very exclusive get for the podcast to get me in studio, and you've outsmarted me by getting me over the phone.
And welcome to cricket, where you are lied to and deceived to on a daily basis.
Exactly. Most importantly, by ourselves, believing that this will be the year.
You're not wrong. Not wrong.
Now, Hayden, obviously you played One Day Bees last week, and then you said to me, look, I'm having a week off next week. Unfortunately, yep. Good friend of yours, Ian Archibald, went down and went, Hayden, we need you to put the white sack on and jump on the field. And I imagine if that was for anyone other than Ian, you would have been pretty reluctant.
Look, the term good friends gets thrown around a lot, but I think with someone like Ian, obviously he's shared some special moments on and off the cricket field. And, you know, I just had one request that our chief of physiotherapy, Chadwick, had a little taping of the arches. And it turns out it didn't even matter because I was in gully and slip for most of the day. So, you know, that kind of stuff makes you enjoy cricket when you don't actually have to do much running in the outfield.
What was the feelings? Was it more of shock when you were told you're in the cordon?
Well, as I do every game, and Stephen could probably attest to this, first over comes around, we're walking out, I turn to the captain and I say, which slip do you want me in? And often that's met with a, can I swear on this or should I censor myself?
Let's go M15.
M15, yeah.
Okay, well, just to keep it safe, I get met with some choice words and then sent to mid-off, mid-on region. Colby didn't say anything, and then all of a sudden I ask again, and he says, just go second slip, and my nose started bleeding a little because I was dazed, lost, and confused.
Wow! So you did get in the gully region, and then
yep.
You took what I hear from other players a phenomenal catch.
Oh yeah, well, again, gully not normally a position I would field in, so I'm constantly turning to Chadwick. I'm asking him where the hell do I actually go, You know, obviously the region's obvious, but the specifics, it comes down to a fine art, I think. He's put me nice and close. John Sapp, on his bowling, there's obviously a bit of pace coming off that ball. You know, I am expecting something to come towards my direction. It sort of comes, and I think in a sense, the Lord, whichever Lord that may be, took over me to get John Sapioti a wicket, because we all know how good of a person he is and how he deserved the world. From my own personal experience, I sort of just, the ball got hit, I sort of just put my body in a position to field it, and I managed to just stick in the mitt. My eyes weren't even on the ball. It didn't even register that I took a catch until everyone started running at me laughing and hysterics, because no one expected me to hold that.
Now, Stephen, you were wicket-keeping. Was this one of the great catches?
Mere metres away from this incident, and might I say, is one of the best catches I've seen taken in the gully for the Kenwick Cricket Club.
Wow.
So, really, bravo to you, Gooch. The mixture of shock and delight and maybe fear on your face upon realising that you'd held onto that ball was something to behold.
Yeah, I set a high bar for myself in the future. I can't wait to play B's and then get sent back to the outfield again to go deep gentleman to deep gentleman, because Matt has zero respect for my gully fielding abilities.
Well, on the back of that, I'd be pretty stern with him and say, brother, I think I know where I'm best suited.
Sorry, Tomo, you're going to the outfield. Gooch has taken first slip, brother.
Look, Tomo doesn't...
We did discuss whether or not seniority had anything to do with me going into slips, and I think the fact that I had retired once from the sport and not really officially made a comeback from retirement has really helped me in becoming a member of the Cordon.
Fair enough. Well, you did go on to win that game, but, you know, your catch was probably more important. Now, we're going to play a bit of a game with you. If you're down for that. I'm going to play a little bit of an opener, and then we'll jump in.
All right.
The name game. Yes, so we're going to test a bit of your memory here, Hayden, in terms of your cricketing endeavours over a vast period of time. I'm going to take you back to a game that I try to forget, because basically you ran me out for a diamond duck.
Yep, it was as you deserve.
Yeah. It was your debut game, and I want you to see if you can remember the full 11 that you played with that day.
Not an absolute chance in hell.
Give it a crack. Stephen got 10 out of 11 with the game we selected for him last week.
Okay. I'm going to say Muhammad Abdullah was in there.
Yep, that's one.
Yourself, myself. Matthew Cirillo.
Hold on, let me get this up again. All right, so you had myself, yourself, Muhammad Abdullah, Matt Cirillo. So you are correct so far.
Oh, geez. My word. Was Darren Riordan there?
Darren Riordan was there.
We also would have accepted the backbone.
Was who there?
Yep. Ben Carley.
Let me just confirm that. Ben Carley was not there.
Ben Carley, unavailable.
Unavailable, he was not there.
That's a huge loss for the club. I know Sean rocked up late after a shift at work.
He did. He did 12th man and take two catches.
That's correct. Was Dan Nancarrow there?
He was.
Oh, Connor McDermott would have been there.
Yes.
Was Uncle Flog there, Jake Lockyer?
He was. You have got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You've got 8 here.
Was. He could have been playing G's. Was James August there?
He was.
Oh, that's huge.
There are two more here. You're going to kick yourself with one of these. You're going to be really annoyed if you don't get one of these.
You will.
Well, one of them I feel like will be one of the juniors out of Dalton, the Ferg, Taj, and McCosker. And I'm going to bank on it being either McCosker or Taj. I'm going to go Taj.
That's correct. Oh. Wow, you really...
Is the other one McCosker?
It isn't. At this point, Taj was the only junior that was old enough to play.
I see.
So you and Tars both debuted for the club in the same game.
Was it? Oh, jeez, who else was around there?
You've managed to get 10 with only one mistake.
Yeah, I'm far and blank here. It could be like a...
You may want to consult a doctor for that.
It could be like a sheep, a dab, like a... Oh, who else is...
Do we give a hint? Do we give a hint?
Retired fillers, like a... Was it Jeff Martin?
Bang. Bang.
Oh.
Nailed. Well done.
Huge. That's huge. How did we go that game? Did we get the W? I can't remember.
We made 8 for 126 after we were 8 for 43, but then Connor McDermott and James August went on to put on 83 together to get us to 126.
I remember. Didn't Connor score little to none of those runs?
Yeah, like four of them. Four or 40.
That's good striking.
It's good to boo.
Yep. No, it's just a good partnership.
Now, look, Hayden, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on, and hopefully later in the season we can get you and Chris Chadwick live in studio as planned.
Yeah, obviously it would be a big ticket episode for you boys. If you really want to hit the spotlight and the big of the podcast world, then I imagine myself and Chris Chadwick is going to be that natural next step into getting this where it needs to be.
Fair enough. Well, enjoy your night, and we'll see you the next round of cricket.
All right, I look forward to it, gentlemen.
We do have a caller on the line, another member of the Kenwick Cricket Club, one of the big members of the Kenwick Cricket Club.
It's about as executive as it gets.
Now, if I recall, this man rocked up in a suit to his first ever Cricket Club AGM and everyone went, ah.
I see potential here.
And from there, he was our Director General or President, Dave Bentley. Hello.
Hey, guys. How are we?
Very good. How are you?
Oh, mate, living the dream. Living the dream.
Great to have you on the Kenwick Cricket Club podcast. Obviously, you're the Director General of the club, our fearless leader. How have you seen the season so far from a team's point of view?
Yeah, look, it's been a good start to the season, I think. Fourth grade boys have been doing really well. Sixth grade have been doing well as well. One day Bs are, doing well as well. One day Fs obviously got a little bit of improvement to do, but as Kempy alluded to during the last podcast there, managing expectations around the youth in the side. So... great to see potential forming in the one day S.
It is important to manage expectations. And that,
absolutely.
And that being said, how have you seen the administrative aspects of the year so far from, you know, the viewpoint of the Director General?
Yeah, look, it's been a smooth start to the year so far in terms of the executive level and at the committee level. Obviously, you know, the setup to the cricket season is always pretty crazy in, you know, getting grounds organised, you know, buying the right stuff, you know, organising morning tea, stocking the bar, doing all of that, you know, really takes its toll at the start. And then usually once the season starts, kind of runs itself and then you just intervene when you need to. But so far, so good. So far, so good.
Lovely. Would you say the one-day Fs are slowly rising like a nice souffle?
Yeah, look, if the anything to go by from a couple of rounds ago now where the Fs took on Cardinia and only fell 12 runs short, I think we've got some serious potential there, particularly in the longer form of the game. I think T20, maybe we've got a little bit of work to do, and the game against Armidale maybe pointed that out to us. But in the longer form of the game, I reckon there's some serious potential here and we could be quite competitive in a few rounds' time, I reckon.
That's what I like to hear. Maybe a late run at the finals.
You never know. You just never know.
Now, on the weekend, obviously, didn't get the win. Did see a few little good performances, though. Jack Mills, 2 overs, 2 wickets.
Yeah, Jack Mills bowled really, really well. The guys that were batting when he was out there as well were just looking to slog, so it was really good to see that that Jack Mills was able to pitch the ball in the right spots and really confuse the batters. It was really good to see.
Now, one player I wanted to ask you about, he's played a couple of games for the club now, but seems to be stringing together a few good performances. Young Isaac Codros, could you tell us a bit about him?
Yeah, he was a late addition to our first game, and he bowled really well. You know, showed some real potential with the bat as well. I think he's not far away from giving us a really big total. Obviously, 20 on the weekend, I reckon he's got a lot more in him, and you know, just getting some more overs in with the bowling, mate. He'll be a fierce all-rounder.
Very exciting times. Now, we're going to play a bit of a game with you, Dave. We play this, Kemp's played it, we've had Hayden Arducci play it, now it's your turn. I'm going to play a little bit of an opener, and then we'll get into it, okay?
Sounds like a plan.
The name,
the name,
the name game.
All right, Dave, we're gonna really, really put you to the test here, okay?
Oh, I love it.
So
cast your mind back.
Do you feel like you have a good memory?
I think I do, yeah.
All right, well, we're going to take you back to your debut game for the club.
Ooh.
What I want you to do is, it was a loss, unfortunately. Do you remember where the game was?
I believe the game was at Coker Park. The one closest to Wharf Street.
That's correct. That's good practice here, because you get no points for that. We don't care about where the game is. But we want to see if you can name the players in this 11 that you played with on the day.
Ooh. That'll be a challenge. All right.
Let's go. Let's see how many you can get.
I believe Jake Lockyer was captain.
Correct.
Who else played? We had Sheehan Mendes.
Yep.
Alicia War.
Yep.
Jake Kitson.
Correct.
Myself, obviously.
Yep, that's five.
Michael Kernis.
Correct, six.
Colby Shocker.
Correct, seven.
Oh no, now I'm running out of names. Who else? Jordan Kelly.
Correct, that's number eight.
Graham Smith.
Correct, that's number nine.
Reece Clark.
That's number 10.
Oh, the last one. Who was keeping? Was it? Surely, was it? Wasn't? No, it wasn't. Who was keeping? Oh, it wasn't Dan Jackson, was it?
You get Dan Jackson is incorrect. Do you want to have a stab at who it might have been?
I'm going to kick myself, aren't I, if I don't get it?
Yep.
Yeah, you'll be annoyed.
Although, that being said, I wouldn't have expected him to have been playing there. But I guess it was our second 11 at the time, wasn't it?
It was.
Oh, no. No, I can't get it. I'm really struggling here. Oh, who was it?
Well, could we give a hint? Sure.
He's already lost, so yeah, give him a hint.
He's a man for all occasions. He's a man who knows how to fix things.
Knows how to what, sorry?
Knows how to fix things. He's Mr. Fix-It.
Nah.
Nah, I'm going to tell you. Colin Smith.
Oh, of course it was.
Colin Smith.
Oh,
so, Kempy,
I can't believe that. I'm so sorry.
You got 10, Kemp. You couldn't get the 11th. Dave got 10, couldn't get the 11th. Gooch did end up getting the 11, but got one wrong on the way there. So, you're all at about 10, correct?
Mm-mm.
So, we're all doing pretty well.
Which just goes to prove there's one on every side.
And, Kempy, I believe the game we did with you was just a random game. Wasn't your debut game.
Wasn't the debut
Might
game.
Might have to go back to your debut game
at
some point.
I'd struggle with that. That was a long time
I'd like
ago.
To be tested at some point. I can remember it. I reckon I can get it. I've got a feeling.
We'll have to do something different for you then.
Yeah. All right, Dave, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on, my friend, and I'm sure we'll have you on in the near future.
Before you go...
No, plan, man. Anytime.
Before you go, is there anything that you, as the Director General, would like to say to the members of the Kemet Royals Cricket Club, to the faithful, to the listeners of this podcast? What would you like to say to them?
Look, the number one, I guess, would be to throw your support behind Dan Mancaro as well. Being a major sponsor of our club, I think you alluded to it last podcast, without the support of Dan and Royalty Plumbing, we would be in a spot of bother, to put it lightly. So really get behind Royalty Plumbing for all of your plumbing, gas and electrical needs. But I guess as well to the membership generally, look, at the end of the day, we're here to have fun while we're playing cricket. So just make sure you go out, enjoy yourself, play your best game, and you know that we can't really ask much more from our members than, you know, give it your best and have fun.
Very, very choice words, Dave. Really enjoyed that. Look forward to hopefully having you on again soon.
Anytime for you, Matty.
Thanks, Dave.
Cheers, Braz.
See you later.
Great to have Dave Bentley on there, Director General of the Kenwick Cricket Club. And as you mentioned there, he was talking about Royalty Plumbing and Dan Nancaro. Big shout out to Daniel Nancaro, who has agreed to take on our under-12s as well. So Massive thank you to Dan and Carrie for jumping on there.
Bloke just keeps on giving to this club.
He does. Gotta love it. So Sheehan's going to help out on a Wednesday, and Jake and Sean sort of in the background, but Dan's going to organise the boys to get them winning some games. So yeah,
good
love
on him.
It.
Good on him.
Now the time has come, probably everyone's favourite part of the podcast, we've got our round of votes.
Yeah, and look, I want to say to the listener out there, we are going to get a prize. We are going to get a sponsored prize for the podcast Player of the Year.
I think me and Sean, when Sean was here, we were presenting something at the wind-up night to whoever won. I think that would be exciting.
Followed up by, obviously, an interview.
Oh, of course. 100%. Would be very exciting to see who wins this. I think it's going to be an exciting count. And we'll see who gets all these votes.
It'll be interesting, perhaps, as we get to the end of the year.
Yeah.
Maybe we don't on the show
update the
scoreboard or reveal who got the votes.
Because then we can reveal it on the night.
A little bit of suspense.
Bit of a count from the late rounds. I like that. I don't mind that. Okay, so for round two, we'll do our one vote each first. My one vote, I gave it to ex-South Fremantle full forward Benny Saunders.
Interesting.
Just as a bloke. And I think you could ask Tom or a few of the other boys in that team who could vouch this. It felt like he'd been playing with us for the last 3 years. He was real. We really all got along with him real well.
Fit like a glove?
Yeah, it was like he was a natural Kenwick player. Was very talkative on the field. Fielded well. Bowled pretty well. Can bat. Gee, he'd be an asset if he would hang around. Really good bloke. Really enjoyed his company. So one vote goes to Benny Saunders.
Begs the question what we need to do to have him around more often.
Oh, good call. Good call.
I actually struggled to give my one vote in as much as I had a couple of honourable mentions.
Oh, so did I. Yeah, it was definitely a tough day.
I'm going to be a dog and say that Sarav was an honourable mention.
Wow.
And Jack Mills, honourable mention.
Fair enough.
My one vote, similar to last week, Hayden Narducci. Took one of the best catches, as we previously discussed, in the Gully region.
He was also in the mix for me. I didn't go down that road, but very, very good work from him.
But the reason he's actually getting the vote is because after the game, the bar fridge was a bit light on.
Yeah.
And he took it upon himself to go and seek additional refreshments for the boys.
I like that.
And as we all know, Saturdays are for the boys.
Very much so. Very much. My two votes, I went with Jack Mills. Two overs, 2 for 13. Gee. That's a good performance.
Yeah, look, that kid sticks at it and keeps improving. He's going to be something.
He's going to be something real special. Mm. And he deserves those votes.
Absolutely, he does. My two, Raj Kanaga.
Yeah, good call.
For the 52 off 27.
Yeah.
You know, I'll never do that in my life. Unless I'm playing Shane Warne cricket on the PlayStation, I'm never going to do that. So to only do that in your third game, huge.
Huge, massive. Bigger than big. My three votes, don't need so much, Raj Kanaga. Got the job done for me, so well done to Raj, racking up some votes.
Yeah, nice. This bloke's probably a bit stiff to get the three votes. Maybe the best all-round performance of the weekend, possibly. Colby Shocker, 3 for 17 off 16 overs.
Yep.
And then 22 in the second dig, which Very was nice. Essentially half of our runs.
Yep, he just went out there and threw a bit of caution to the wind.
Yeah, and perhaps I'll allude to his performance was sensational, but it wasn't what turned the tide. The ship was in choppy waters, and he turned it around, but he wasn't the one who started the momentum.
Good call, fair call. Four votes, I went with Sarav Randev. 41, just continuing his good form, and again, he's fielding just gets me so aroused every week.
Yeah, look, and rightfully so. His 40 was really worth 50, given his fielding.
Yeah, for sure, 100%.
Yeah, look, if he's like I said, if he's not careful, he's going to be playing higher.
Oh, for sure.
Hmm. Four votes to the former host of this podcast, Sean Ingram. That 2 for 20 off 9 doesn't look like anything special, but, you know, like I said, in the context of the game, he went, you know what, boys? I'm going to get us off on the right foot. I'm going to start this game right for us. and he was the one who put Coburn on the back foot from the get-go.
I think those votes should actually be given to him based on the reflection that he was not ready to bat and was about to walk out there with no pads, helmet, gloves or anything, which I have done before, but I rate that he was going to do it as well.
And he'd actually already tubbed. He went,
had he?
He went, my day's done here. I'm not required. And then he went and had a tub.
I like it.
Now, did he solo tub during the game for, you know, modesty reasons? Was he trying to avoid, you know, mass participation in the tubs? These are the questions that only he'll know the answer to.
Obviously, disappointing as well that you had to go back out there and play, because it would have been a great game for a song.
But
unfortunately, the sting of the game would have been gone by the time you get there.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, if the game had ended there and then, those Coburn blokes would have had bleeding ears because we would have absolutely belted it out.
I also heard, and I rate this, apparently Chatty was next level up and about.
Oh.
Like, was really just enjoying himself.
Absolutely pumped and not short of a word or two, let me assure you.
I like it. My five votes, and I'd be shocked if yours isn't the same. John Saffiotti, the king.
The great man.
How good is it this man's back playing two-day cricket?
Oh, I tell you what, I took the liberty and was my great pleasure to keep up to him.
Yeah, you kept up to the
king. Kept up to him for the whole time.
Oh, wow.
And it's my sincerest apologies that John didn't take six because I missed a leg side stumping. A real indoor cricket play.
That would be, is that the dream now, to get bold Saff stumped camp?
Yeah, that's huge.
Oh, mate.
I can't put into words how elite that would be.
Look, from a selfish point of view, obviously I want him to play fours, best thing for the club. I thought, at least this year I'll get John. I was like, well, at least this year I'll get John. But no, of course this year he can play two-day cricket. For how long, who knows? Hopefully for a long time.
I tell you what, if he can't play due to work commitments, I will commission the president to write to Australia Post and say, look, guys, I know he might be required on your books, but he's more important on our books.
Fair enough.
We need the man.
That man, next level. And shouldn't be batting 11. Just out of...
I reckon that bloke should be batting 5.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And he'll say no, but you just make him.
Sorry, John.
No one else wants to bat there.
We've actually only got 5 today, so really you're at 11.
Yeah. Stephen, I think we're pretty much done here. Obviously, there's some games this week. Kenwick-Willerton, you looking forward to that?
Yeah, going to be huge. Huge clash against JL.
We've got Leeming Spartan.
That'll be a toughie.
That'll be a tough game. Leeming are always good.
Doesn't matter what grade. Doesn't matter what grade it is. They're always competitive. They've always got a couple of good, real good players.
They are always very handy.
Who are the Sixers got? We should know that.
One day, they're taking on all Perth, Tamworth, Queen's Park Oval, my old stomping ground.
Well, at least it's a close. That's basically a home fixture. That's near enough to a home fixture.
Oh, for sure.
And the sixth grade, Kwinana.
At Kwinana?
At home. At Mills 2. That'll be an interesting fixture.
Oh, because you guys are at Willerton. We're at Mills 1 for the Bees.
Mm-hmm. Kwinana have come down the grades. They were formerly a second and a fourth grade side. Now they're a third and a sixth grade side. So it'll be very interesting to see how they go against our guys.
Very good. Well, Steve, it's been an absolute pleasure, and I look forward to rejoining you in the studio very soon.
Thank you for having me. Can I just say before we go?
Yeah, for sure.
For anyone who's listening to this, and obviously we have a lot of listeners, for anyone who's listening to this and isn't already an active member of the Kenwick Cricket Club, either in a social or a playing capacity, come down to Mills Park.
Yeah, do it.
Just come down and say good day.
Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday.
Yeah.
We'll come meet you on a Wednesday if you want to.
Come down, I'll buy you a soft drink.
Why not?
Just say g'day.
We've got water. We've got bags of chips.
We've got Powerades.
Bags of chips. Are the pies coming back? Who knows?
Who knows? I mean, if you want them to, you tell us.
Also, obviously we're going over here, but bit of a shout out to Shakira Clark.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's just said, lads, I'm going to take this kiosk. I'm going to put it on my back.
I'm going to make it my own.
I'm going to make it my own. And she has done a phenomenal job, and I think she should be credited for that.
Yeah, she has done. She's done a great job. Because you know what? Going to Costco every week to buy the afternoon teas.
Guan.
Got tired real quick. And thank God that she's there, because she's making that beautiful fresh food for us.
Lovely.
So, legend.
All right. Well, we'll be back very soon on the Kenwick Cricket Club podcast.
Cheers, boys.
The Kenwick Royals Cricket Club podcast is proud to be sponsored by Royalty Plumbing. Royalty Plumbing is a reliable plumbing, gas and electrical company dedicated to providing quality service throughout the Perth area. Give them a call today on 9451 7735.